Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Kara?
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Arcline Excavations.
This is him.
Oh, hi, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Pretty good, and yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm losing my voice, though. I'm sorry if it cracks on you. And the reason for my call, so we're a data service provider to Google and Bing, and what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Arcline Excavations on that first page of Google for your services there using the keyword.
You know what's so odd? Is I'm literally doing that right now.
You're doing that right now?
Right at the moment that we're speaking.
Oh, you're listing yourself on Google? Like submitting your...
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Okay, okay. Well, and so once you submit yourself to Google, I'm glad to hear that you're doing that. Most companies do, you know, at some point they submit themselves. And when you submit yourself, you just never, so you don't know quite where you'd wind up. So you may be on page 2, you may be on page 20. And what this call is for is they had a page 1 position become available in your geographic area for that category. So all of the Google partners are assigned to that area today will be calling through to fill that first page position there. So if we were to program Arcline in to appear on the first page, they would stop all of these calls to the area today, and then we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory. So that way you'll always be anchored there. You know, at that moment that they're ready to make the phone call, you'll be front and center every time. But they have to be searching from within your service area in order to see you. So the 81022, that's the registered business address, the zip code. But how far are you typically traveling for the work?
I can't remember all the zip codes off the top of my head. But I've went to Beulah. I've done some stuff just kind of in my general area. But I'm willing to go, you know, the Pueblo West and down to Pueblo, Colorado. In fact, I was just filling in the locations that I would provide my services. And I'd done Fowler, Pueblo, Colorado, Avondale, Colorado, Pueblo West. Eventually, I want to maybe reach into Colorado Springs a little bit, but at the moment right now with where my company's at, I got to kind of get a little bit bigger and get things rolling a little bit more before I go up to Colorado Springs too much.
Are you new in business, like this year?
I've been running my excavation company for about a year now, but I was running it through a different entity, my ranch entity, and I needed to separate that. And so just within the last 3 months, I just started my separate entity, which is Arcline Excavations, and just started doing things, you know, out of Arcline Excavations within the last couple months.
Oh, I see. Okay. And is it just, so there's another listing for Arcline Excavations and, oh yeah, that's you. Okay. That's perfect. And I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
Noah,
it's nice to meet you. Okay. So this name is new. And then is it for Arcline Excavations and Equipment Services, is it just you or? You and a crew, or
I'm the sole owner, and then I do have two guys that also are employees of mine when I need their help.
Okay, okay.
But
and then,
but in you know, like if it, that's just if the job requires it. If it's something that, you know, I and my machines can take care of by themselves and myself, then yeah. But if I need to hire a crew, I've got a crew that I can, that I have in my, on my list of employees to hire.
Okay, you can, yeah, patch one together, but typically it's just you. And then there is no, so I was looking for a website for you, and when I type the business name into the box, it'll show me all the different places you've been listed online so far with this name. There isn't a website yet, right, that I'm missing?
No, there's not yet.
Okay, and that's fine. Some of them have them, some of them don't. And then for this position, Noah, this first page position that they have available there today, on Google, it's just one flat monthly service fee. And so as long as you stay with it, they continue to keep you on that first page. Now, if you were to ever leave the program, you wouldn't be wiped off of Google. You would just slide back, you know, to the next page. But
when you say first page, you know, like when I go to search up, you know, a company on Google, I would be one of the companies that would come up on that first page.
Right. Well, and a step further even, so they won't have to know your name in order to find you. They can just type in, say, excavation service near me, right, or any of the variations. So you'll pop up right on that first page based on the keyword search or the services, right, or equipment rentals near me. Does mm-hmm. that kind of clarify a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Great. And the good news is you're new. So, well, your name is new. So you can qualify for the promotional rate that they have. It's a reduced rate just for our newer companies. So I'm just grabbing John. He's my director for Colorado to apply that rate for me. I will get you that pricing right now. So, Noah, being that they have that area open for programming today, if we could make that first page position affordable, that's not a bad idea, right, to list yourself there locally?
Yeah, no, it's not a bad idea.
Okay, let me grab that. Hang on here.
And when you say location, what location are you talking about? The 81022 location?
Hey, thank you for holding. Is this Noah?
This is.